How great thou art, O Lord! Your grace is abounding, and your mercy is known this very moment, this very day. Go ahead. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified in the heavens. Be glorified in the heavens. Be glorified in the earth. Be glorified in this temple, Jesus, Jesus, be now glorified forever and ever, Jesus, my Lord, Jesus, be now glorified. We find worship the Lord, worship the Lord, worship the Lord, worship the Lord, excuse me, in the heavens. Worship the Lord in the heavens. Worship the Lord in the earth. Worship the Lord in his temple. Jesus, Jesus, be now glorified. Forever and ever, Jesus, my Lord, Jesus, be now glorified. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Our Father, who art in the heavens and in us, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom, O Lord, has come, and your will, your word be done on this earth as it is in heaven. I thank you for having given us this day our daily bread. Every spiritual blessing in the heavens, in Christ, in me, in us, and forgiven us our trespasses, as we also have forgiven those who trespass against us. And you lead us not into temptation, but hath delivered us from the evil one, and consecrated us in your truth. Your word, O Lord, is truth. And that, excuse me, is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And because I belong to you, Father Lord, mine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. In the name of your Son, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins to the thousand generations. Father, Lord, I thank thee. Amen. Search my heart, Lord, and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me into the way everlasting. For I have hidden your word in my heart, that I may not sin against you. I cast out any idle word I have spoken. Excuse me. They shall not bring any harvest in my life or anybody else's life. And I forgive, Father Lord, if I have aught against any. And I receive my forgiveness from all sins and my cleansing from all unrighteousness through the precious blood of the Lamb. Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart be drawn to what is evil. Don't let me so much as dream of evil or thoughtlessly fall into bad company. that I take part in wicked deeds along with those who are evildoers. Do not let me eat the delicacies of those of the womb, but let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Praise, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. For I received from the Lord what was also passed on to me. My Lord Jesus, on the night you were betrayed, when you took the bread, and after you gave thanks, you broke the bread and gave it to your disciples and said, take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Do this in memory of me. For as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body, I do so in remembrance of him, thanking you, Father Lord, that the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But my Lord Jesus has come that we may have life and have it more abundantly, in abundance to the full till it overflows. Till it overflows. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 For this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in him. For today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of good fortune. Lord, I beseech you, Lord, send now prosperity. Reverse, recover, reveal, renew, redeem, reinstate. Replace, repair, release. Restore, Lord, restore. For my Lord Jesus, you are my Savior, my Lord, my King, and my faithful High Priest, my Redeemer. You are my Good Shepherd, my Intercessor, my Friend, my Blood Brother, my Bridegroom. You are the Lord of the harvest, the Lord God of hosts. So I shall love and not die to proclaim the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, praise the Lord, for he is good. His grace is abounding in his mercy. His tender loving care, tender loving kindness is watching over me throughout this day and forevermore. Being willing and ready, ready and willing to act on my behalf at any given time, his driving passion to deliver me. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free, free from the law of sin and death. So under the precious blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ, by Holy Ghost, resurrection power, in the name of Jesus, arise, go forth and shine in splendor. I, God's beloved Son, for in Christ my light has come, and the glory of the Lord be upon me, to worship, to serve, to be willing, be ready. And whatever the Lord my God tells me, I do it. The Lord be in me, his holy temple. Silence before him, all the earth. Abba, my Father, I thank you for my Lord Jesus Christ. My Lord Jesus, I thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, my comforter, my advocate, my intercessor, my strengthener, my standby, my healer, my deliverer, my counselor, my confidant, my whatever I need you to be for me today. My very present help in time of need. I thank you for my life and Lord my God. I thank you for the blood I plead, the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ, as I behold the strength of the right hand of God. Are not all angels, ministering spirit servants, sent out in the service of love of God? For the assistance of the Lord of hosts and I and us, this scatterbound family, households and ministries who are to inherit salvation. They hearken to the voice of his word to do his good pleasure. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, and because I belong to you, Father Lord, mine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. Your right hand, mine, ours, is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. Your right hand, O Lord, was and is majestic in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. In the greatness of your excellence, you overthrow those who rise up against you. You send forth your burning anger, and it consumes them as chaff. Majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, still working wonders, Lord God Almighty, Yahweh, Jehovah Ra, the Lord my shepherd, Jehovah Makadesh, my sanctifier, Jehovah El Elyon, God Most High, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, the El Olam, the everlasting God, El Roi, and God seest me above all else. Yahweh you are, Abba, my Father, my Daddy. I thank you for loving me and blessing me and favoring me. And favoring me so. I thank you, Father Love. I wash us, this scatterbound family, households and ministries, our lands and territories, in the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Lord, my love, that you have taken my spouse and I and our children to where you want us to be, just by the blood of Christ and Holy Ghost, the resurrection fire. Bible, confusion in the kingdom of darkness. You have lost. We have won. Bell bows down in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. And behold, the glory is here. Behold, the blood of the Lamb provides the defeat for the devil, judgment on the wicked, redemption to the lost, and eternal punishment to the unbelievers, and eternal inheritance for us, his ecclesia. Thus by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the spirit of sleep. By the blood of the cross, I curse every plan of the enemy, every one of his strategies against us, this scatterbound family, households and ministries, lands and territories. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the demonic spirits, the demonic strongholds, the demonic strong men, every symptom, every attack, every bad bacteria, germs, viruses, a fungal, every infection, everything that would harm us. A curse be them all their ability to still kill and destroy and deceive us, be paralyzed, incapacitated in every way, shape, or form, and defeated for such a time as this, by the blood of the cross. Lord, in the dimension of the spirit, I've grabbed the hammer of the blood of the cross, and I crushed the head of every demonic spirit that moves people against us. And I claim the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ. As I behold the strength of the right hand of God's justice against our enemies, our adversaries, I claim the blood, for we are the redeemed of the Lord. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus, I clothe Andrew, Brian, Alexander, Stanford, and I, each of our spirit, soul, body, mind, life, in our homes, in our streets, in our walls, within our palaces, our lands and territories, and everybody in them, with the precious blood of Christ for such a time as this. Whatever was sent or done against any one of us, this scatterbound family, households and ministries, they hit the bloodline, and by the blood of Christ that clothes us and that is completely insulating, protecting, preserving, and providing for us, be backfired and reversed and returned to whomever sent them. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the seed of the serpent venom, cheap implants, all the hidden deeds of darkness. None of us, this scatterbound family, households and ministries shall be affected, infected, afflicted by any one of them in any way, shape, or form. It were ever the light that touches today that we each shall be delivered. Thank you, Father Lord, that we each shall be delivered. Thank you, Father Lord, that, I call on Holy Ghost, by the blood of Christ, I call on Holy Ghost resurrection power, a dwelling in us, who never fails us, never leaves us, nor forsakes us, and who is the fire by night and by day that surrounds us, to consume every attack of the enemy, every plan, everything that would come against us, and keep us well protected, preserved, and provided for by our Father in heaven. For no weapon that is formed against us can prosper. Anyone who attacks us falls before us, and anyone who speaks falsely of us, I condemn it. For this is the lot of the servants of the Lord, our vindication from him, says the Lord. Thank you, Father Lord, that you protect us from any influence that he, the Satan, the devil, or his minions will try to exert. Thank you, Father Lord, that by the blood of the cross of Christ, the Lord our God has set us high above all nations on the earth. And all these blessings have come upon us and overtake us because of what the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. He made us heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, kings and priests for our God, and we shall reign on the earth. Individually and all as a whole, we, the scatterbound family, households, and ministries, are favored in the city and favored in the country. Fruitful are the fruit of our womb, the produce of our soil, and the offspring of our livestock, the issue of our herds and the young of our flocks. Multiplied are our grain bin and our kneading bowl. Replenished are our bank accounts. Renewed are our ponds, our springs, our rivers, and our lakes. We walk in dominion and authority in our coming in and in our going out. The Lord beats down before us the enemies that rise up against us. Do they come out against us from but one direction? They flee before us in seven. The Lord affirms his blessing upon us and this scatterbound family, households and ministries, on our bonds and on all our undertakings, blessing us in the land that the Lord our God gives us. For we, this scatterbound family, households and ministries, will continue to seek first and foremost the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his way of doing things, and walk in the ways of the Lord. The Lord has established us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries, as a people sacred to himself, as he swore to us, so that when all the nations of the earth see us bearing the name of the Lord, they stand in awe of us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries. The Lord has opened up for us his rich treasure house of the heavens, to give our land rain in due season, blessing all our undertakings so we lend to many nations and borrow from none. The Lord has made us this scatterbound family, households and ministries, the head, not the tail, and we are always mounting higher and not declining. So thank you, Father Love, that you have wiped every tear from our eyes. There be no more death or mourning, wailing or pain. The old order has passed away, for my Lord Jesus has defeated death, hell, and the grave, and has set our feet upon the rock of our salvation. And he holds the keys of death and hell. By the blood of the Lamb, on our lentils and on our doorposts and round about our lands and territories, there be no breach in our walls, no exile, no outcry in our streets. We live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest, in restful gardens. Though hail flattens the forest and the city is leveled completely, how blessed are we, this Kadobom family, household, and ministries. Sowing our seed by every stream and letting our cattle and donkeys range free. Therefore, in our means and our possessions, in our lands and territories, not even a dog can growl at us that they may know how the Lord distinguishes between the heathens and we, his beloved. All of the heathen shall then come down and prostrate before us. They shall beg us, leave us you and all your followers. Only then shall we depart, and we shall pass through the midst of them all and go away at God our Father's appointed time and hour. For we, this Kadobom family, households, and ministries, we, his Ecclesia, are the redeemed of the Lord. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb from the coming wrath. Amen. Hallelujah. Too powerful to be defeated, to overcome, and unable to be seen, to be visible to the eye. The Lord God has insulated us, this Kadobom family, households and ministries, we his Ecclesia, lands and territories, and made us invincible and invisible to our enemies. 7 years of great abundance are now coming throughout the church, but these will be followed by 7 years of famine, when all the abundance in the church will be forgotten. When the famine has ravaged the land, no trace of the abundance will be found in the land because of the famine that follows it. So utterly severe will that famine be that the church, his Ecclesia, had been called to glory. The city of heaven means the matter has been reaffirmed by God, and that God will soon bring it about, says the Lord God of hosts. Till then, we, this Kadobom family, households and ministries, continue to think and speak and act and walk and love in the unforced rhythms of grace, living freely and lightly in Christ. Our days being as days of heaven on this earth, there peace in our walls and prosperity within our palaces, our lives, our family, household, this Kadobom family, households and ministries, our lands and territories, our kingdom are at peace. For the Lord our God is giving us rest on every side. And with long life, the Lord our God satisfies us, showing us his salvation power, the catching up of us, his Ecclesia, into glory, without our seeing the grave, to meet the Lord in the air, plus eternal life in the time to come. Father, your name be glorified in each one of us, this Kadobom family, households, and ministries. And in Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. After supper, my Lord Jesus, you took the cup, and again you gave thanks, and gave the cup to your disciples, and said, take this, all of you, and drink it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, which will be shed for you and for all, so that sins be forgiven. Do this in memory of me. I thank you, my Lord Jesus, Yeshua, the Word of God, my Master, that you were pierced for my offenses, sicknesses, diseases, weaknesses, pains, and griefs, and sorrows. You were crushed for my sins. Upon you was the chastisement that makes me whole. By your stripes, I am healed. You committed no sin, and no deceit was found in your mouth. When they heaped abuse on you, you did not retaliate. When you suffered, you made no threats, but entrusted yourself to him who judges justly. You yourself bore my sins in your body on the tree, so that I might die to sin and live to righteousness. as it is written, Father Lord, for if you live by its dictates, by the flesh, you will die. But if through the power of the Spirit you put to death the deeds of your sinful nature, you will live. For as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body and drink his precious blood, I proclaim his death until he comes, and I remain in him and he remains in me. Thanking you, Father Love, that by the Spirit I have put to death the misdeeds of my body, of the body. I will live. The Spirit believing in me, his Passover, I remain in him and he remains in me. Believing in me, his Passover mystery, putting out from my flesh the fire of all evils, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life that I love in the glory, greater glory. For I was crucified with Christ. I died and was buried with him and went to hell in him and was raised to life again with him, the Lord my God. For I am the church, called to glory, the steps of I, the righteous, are ordered by the Lord, and great are my peace and my undisturbed composure. And my undisturbed composure. So I love you, Lord, my God, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I love you with all my money and with all my possessions. And I love my neighbor. Excuse me. As I love myself, I thank you for loving me as much as you love my Lord Jesus Yeshua, my blood brother. Lord my God, the honor, the privilege, the joy, the pleasure of your love are all mine, for I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Now unto you, Father Lord, who are able to accomplish far more than all that I could ever ask or imagine, by the power of love at work within us, unto you, Father Lord, be glory in me, in the church, and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. I thank you. Praise the Lord, for he is good, his grace is abounding, and his mercy endures forever. I thank you, Father Love, that it is the Lord, our God, who has given us power to acquire wealth by fulfilling, as he has now done, the covenant he has sworn to our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, as it is this day. As it is said, you do not muzzle an ox while it is threshing out the grain, and a worker deserves his wages. Do you see a man who excels in his work? We, this scatterbound family, household, and ministries shall stand before kings and not before unknown men. The Lord, walking in the way of righteousness along the path of justice, is bestowing wealth on us who love him and making our treasuries full. A good man leaves an inheritance of moral stability and goodness to his children's children, but the wealth of the sinners that was stored up for us are finding their way into our hands, for whom it was laid up. It is the blessing of the Lord. It makes us truly rich, and it adds no sorrow to it, neither does toiling increase it. And Jesus heals them all. Jesus heals all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. In the presence of Jesus of Nazareth, the blind see, the deaf hear, the dumb speak, lepers are cleansed, the lame walk, the maimed are made whole, and the dead are raised to life. For see how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. So is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything that he cannot do? The God of the impossible. Adonai, the Lord God of hosts, the Lord of the harvest, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Thank you, Father Love, that the Lord, he did it once. He will do it again. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father Love, that the Lord brought us his beloved, this scattered family, our souls and ministries out of Egypt, out of bondage, loaded with silver and gold. And there is no feeble part in my body. There is none feeble among us, the Scatterbound family, our souls and ministries. Excuse me. By Jesus' stripes, we were healed, and by the precious blood of the Lamb, we are made whole. Thank you, Father Lord, that the works of God be made manifest, visible in me, God, Holy Ghost, resurrection power, is replacing my limbs and body parts right in front of our eyes without even having anyone to touch me. By Daddy quickening my mortal body because of his Spirit, his everlasting fire who lives in me. And praise the Lord, my faith has made me whole, says the Lord God of hosts. Thank you, Father Lord, for having restored my right leg and my right foot and every part of my body that needed to be replaced, to be restored. And once and again, I can run and dance and continuously proclaim, Jesus did it again. And we, this Scatterbound family, household and ministries, will forever profess. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. For the Lord has restored unto us the years that were lost, taken, stolen from us, and has given us a hundredfold return of all that we have left for the Lord's namesake and for his a gospel. A plus eternal life in the time to come. For God is not ungrateful that he would forget our good works and the love that we have shown him as we have helped his people and continue to help them. The Lord renewing our strength, our youth like that of an eagle's. Our eyes are undimmed and our vigor unabated. The Lord is the light of our countenance. Thank you, Father Love, you have truly blessed us and extend our territories. You help us and you made us free of misfortune without pain. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. The Lord is just. He is our rock. In him there is no unrighteousness. So here is the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee all you powers of the enemy. For the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah. 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 Here is the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee all you powers of the enemy. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Here's the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee all you powers of the enemy. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus Yeshua is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Victory, our victory, my victory is in his blood, the precious blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ, the glory of God, whose power no foe can withstand, no foe can get through, under which we remain a scatterbound family, households and ministries, lands and territories. For Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Lord, you are our God, in whom we confidently trust and rely on. So, Father, Lord, we are resting in your goodness, trusting you to bring your word to pass in our lives. For you are faithful and true to your word and to us. You have exalted your word above all your names, and and heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will never pass away. So thank you for your faithfulness, and thank you for your ability to bring your word to pass in our lives. For creation reveals your glory. The sky proclaims the works of your hands, the works of your hand, and we are so fearfully and wonderfully made. And thank you for your willingness to do so. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that we who believe might not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that through him we might be saved. And thank you for your loving kindness toward us. For while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And while we were small in our eyes, God, love, exalted us. And thank you for being an on-time God. True, our thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are our ways your ways. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are your thoughts above our thoughts, and your ways above our ways. But as the rain comes down from heaven and does not return there until it has watered the whole surface of the ground, so your word that you sent forth will not return to you void, but it shall accomplish that which you have sent them to do. As it is said, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Excuse me. Nor let the mighty man glory in his might. Nor let the rich man glory in his riches. But let him who glories glory in this, that he knows you and knows that you are a God, exercising loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on this earth, in which you are well pleased. So, Father, Lord, reveal your glory on this earth. Reveal your glory in this scatterbound family, households, and ministries, both today and forever. And let it be known to all that you are God and that Jesus is Lord, to your glory, God our Father, in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord, for cleansing our bloods with the precious blood of Christ. For the life of the body is in the blood, and you have given it to us on the altar for our salvation. Zozo, thank you for protecting us from any influence that he, the Satan, the devil, or his minions will try to exert. It is in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the word spoken, faith release, that we believe, we receive, and not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord God of hosts. So, Father, Lord, for the beauty of your love, we thank thee. Amen. Praise the Lord. And by the Spirit of the living God, Abba, let the cry of praise cover the earth, that heaven shakes and your Son comes. Amen. Hallelujah. And my beloved, remember that you are always clothed with the precious blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ, and well protected, preserved, and provided for by our Father in heaven, the Holy Spirit, the fire, protect, it surrounds you, for you are blessed of the Lord and highly favored. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forevermore. Hallelujah.